Hey, everybody. Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County. Not just wine country, but farm country, food country, and of course, dairy, wonderful cheese country. Today, my guest for this first segment is Anthea Stoltz. She's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. Look for cacheeseguild.org online. Welcome to At the Table, Anthea.
Thank you for having me, Clark.
It's great to have you on, and it's great to know that you're out there helping the cheesemakers. Tell us a little bit about the Guild. What's the short version so that people understand what the California Artisan Cheese Guild does and who you are?
We are a statewide nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting our cheesemakers. We were founded in 2006 by some industry visionaries, including you, Clark. Thank you. We have about 35 cheesemakers throughout the state, as well as industry members, cheesemongers, writers, brokers, educators, anybody who's helping us to promote and educate about California cheese that's not necessarily in the vat or the creamery themselves, as well as some enthusiast members who just love
That's
cheese and want to help
a
support us.
wonderful call. Yeah, that's some of my favorite people in the whole world. So right
Yes,
now,
exactly. Mine too.
Right now is a very challenging time. It's a very sweet time usually in the year for cheesemakers because there's a lot of milk coming. But, I used to say that if you take an hour from a farmer or a cheesemaker in particular, you are stealing sleep because there are only 24 hours a day in the day and certain things just have to happen. But right now, animals are being milked, but cheesemakers are not able to have the regular outlets of ongoing selling. I mean, there are some sales going on at grocery stores and at farmers markets, but of course, huge amounts of sales have been lost, and we don't know how long it's going to be at restaurants. What are the challenges facing the California artisan cheeses cheesemakers right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. And as you know, most all of our cheesemakers are really struggling right now because of that big reduction in sales, due, largely, in a large due to the closure of restaurants and food service accounts, that sort of started at the beginning of our shelter in place order. Nobody, as you mentioned, nobody really knows when those are coming back. A lot of our cheesemakers were really well placed in restaurants and in catering accounts. And, in normal times, that's great news. But when that business just sort of evaporates or, dramatically reduces, there's obviously some great restaurants that have pivoted and are doing takeout and delivery now. But, those restaurants are just not doing the volume that they once were when they were packed to the gills and, serving cheese, cooking with cheese. And so most of our cheesemakers right now are just sort of figuring out how they can adapt. And, as you know, spring is usually a beautiful time on the farm and there's so much milk and milk production can't just stop because the restaurants are shuttered. So, there's no, one of the things that's really special about our guild and about our California cheese scene is that all of our cheesemakers really have sort of a unique story and are in a unique position. So they've taken a number of different approaches. There's no sort of one size fits all, but we have some cheesemakers who do make fresh cheeses, but also make some aged cheeses. And so those who can are, typically making less fresh cheese right now, and putting more of that milk into aged cheeses because, as your listeners probably know, those beautiful fresh cheeses don't have a very long shelf life by making them quite perishable. However, if people can trans, you know, if our cheesemakers can transform that milk into a more aged cheese that might be delicious in 3 months or 6 months or a year from now, hopefully, things will be a little bit brighter and some of those sales will pick up down the road. Some have, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, people should know that one of our great cheeses, one of our great California originals, Dry Jack, happened at first during World War I when we couldn't get Parmesan from Italy, and they kind of discovered some leftover Jack in a corner of a walk-in somewhere. And then by the time the Second World War came along, there were people who understood that this was a good thing, and they actually decided to make a Dry Jack, which now Vella and some others make in a very good version that's covered with cocoa powder and black pepper and vegetable oil and aged on purpose. So sometimes in the midst of difficult times, farmers do the best thing possible, which is to get creative. You know, people used to, kind of old line industrial farm people used to say that farmers are slow to learn, but I disagree. I think farmers are some of the fastest learners in the world. They're taking care of precious animals and precious milk. And we're talking to Anthea Stoltz. She's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. It's cacheeseguild.org. I want to suggest to people, as Anthea has suggested, that fresh cheese making is much more perishable. So if you can get to a grocery store in the short term and you see fresh cheese, buy it and use it right away. Down the road, they may have to stop. They may change. The amount of milk may change. And they'll be making things into longer term, more aged cheeses a little bit down the road. But in the meantime, if there is fresh cheese, folks, buy it now. Use it. Enjoy it. Eat it. I mean, a lot of these spring milks used to be seasonal entirely. I mean, our seasons for fresh cheese have elongated as we've learned how to handle animals differently, but it was the nature of things. And Thea, do you agree? Is this the moment to grab some fresh cheese if you see it?
Absolutely, yes. Not just because spring is beautiful and those pastures are lovely, but also because our cheesemakers need your help. If we want those beautiful cheeses to continue to exist, we need to support our cheesemakers now. And that means buying cheese from them.
All right. Can you buy it in groups directly from the cheesemakers? Tell us about how to get some of these wonderful artisan cheeses in a way that's helpful to the cheesemaker. Because some of, you know, yes, you can go to the grocery store. If your grocery store has good cheeses from California or any place, quite frankly, but certainly from California locally, because we want to preserve and protect our local cheesemaking, you can do that. But are there other ways to get it directly?
Yes. And if you go to the Guild website, cacheeseguild.org, that you've mentioned a couple times, Clark, we have a new orange button that says Buy Direct. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. And that is a list that we have just recently compiled with all of our cheesemakers who are set up to sell direct to consumer. So most of those links will take you to websites, so you can click through and place online orders to be shipped. We do have a few cheesemakers who aren't quite up and running with e-commerce yet. There are links to how you can buy cheese from them as well. And I think, you know,
I got to tell you, bless their hearts. I want to say this, you know, these guys are having to learn how to do so much. There are some of these cheesemakers like Cowgirl Creamery who make a number of cheeses and also sell a number of other people's cheeses. So folks, when you go to the orange button at the California Artisan Cheese Guild, cacheeseguild.org website, take a look through the cheesemakers and find something good. We'll be right back at the table. We are back at the table, and I am Clark Wolf, and I am now being joined by Tamara Hicks from Tamales Farmstead Creamery, Tuluma Farm in Marin County. Tamara, welcome to At the Table. Thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a busy day in springtime. Lots of milk going on right now, huh?
That's absolutely right. And thanks so much for having me on. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk about cheese and milk and dairy animals. But yes, we it's spring, so we have a lot of kids. We have 200 goats who have been kidding the last couple months. And actually, I'm looking at them right now with all their kids on the green hills of West Marin. And we also have 100 sheep, and they lambed a couple months ago. So lots of babies around.
You know, one of the things I know is one of the unfortunate things that we had to deal with about all this shelter in place is that we had to cancel the California Artisan Cheese Festival. But I always know that doing it at the end of March, early April is really hard on cheesemakers to even take a half a day off because you're so busy helping those wonderful animals get through birth safely and then all the milking that has to be done. So tell us about the cheeses that you make. And in this very difficult time, how can we get your cheeses? How can we support you and make sure that you and your beautiful animals are okay at the other end of this mess?
Well, appreciate you asking. Yeah, I don't think until this happened I realized what a social food cheese is, which is very exciting, just not exciting when, you know, we have to shelter in place, because I think a lot of people put it out for their guests and, you know, for fun festivities. But we make 6 different cheeses, all goat and sheep cheeses, and then we buy some cow milk from a neighbor and have one that's a triple milk, so goat, sheep, and cow milk, soft ripen. We have aged cheeses and then fresh, like European style farmers goat cheese that's just a couple of days out of the mold, which goes great in salads and so forth. So we've won lots of awards. We are super proud of what we do out here in Tamales with our cheeses. And yeah, there's still some great places like Petaluma Market is, you know, has everybody's cheeses still. I was just in there yesterday. It's amazing. Everybody's wearing masks, but they're still promoting local cheeses and Palace Market in Point Reyes and, you know, Green String Farm Stand in Sonoma and Calgo Creamery, of course, in Point Reyes. And so it's still there. And we, my daughter set up a kind of an emergency platform so we could also ship cheeses and people could come to Tamales on Fridays and pick it up at a little pop-up that we have with other fellow farmers.
You know, that's that. All of that sounds so wonderful. And actually, as we go forward in social distancing and put masks on, if we're careful and thoughtful, and we do this slowly and deliberately, it sounds like obviously you can't replace all the things that you were selling everywhere and at restaurants and this and that and the other. But it sounds like you already have a broad range of opportunities to bring your milks to market. Will you move from the ratio, let's say, of fresh to aged more towards aged a little bit this year? Are you able to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're cheap. Exactly what we're doing. We just had a meeting. We're really cutting back on all of our soft ripened cheeses and fresh cheeses, and we have an aged half goat and half sheep milk, and we are just making a lot of that. In fact, meeting this morning is like to age it all. So I think we come up with some creative solutions, but it's just figuring out how to age it and then who's going to be doing all the affinage, you know, kind of the caring for it as it ages for a year. But we are pretty sure we can pull it off. We have a great team here, and but that's, you just have to be really flexible and creative.
You know, what's your family origin? What is the language that you use to name all of your different cheeses?
We're out in West Marin, and the original inhabitants to our 160 acres here were Coast Miwoks, and so it's unfortunately a language that isn't around anymore, but we have some words that we met with a professor at UC Berkeley and have some words, and so have named all of our cheeses after Coast Miwoks. For example, one of our cheeses is Talika, which is the triple milk, and that means three. And we do a lot of tours here with kids, and so we like to introduce them to, you know, who lived in the on this property originally, and
I like the Canadians call those nice people, they call them First Nation, and I think that's wonderful. So as you're doing this, what you're doing is preserving history in the land and also taking care of the animals and the families and the other people. We can go on your website. What is your website called? What's the address?
We are, you know, Tamales Farmstead Creamery, but we did just start a kind of a pop-up website of a building that we have in Tamales, and that's called PIEZZI Provisions, P-I-E-Z-Z-I Provisions. And so you can go and buy our cheese and also our bagels and butter that we have in San Francisco. And then again, a lot of our local West Marin Tamales farmers are on that site too. So PIEZZI Provisions.
PSA Provisions. That sounds wonderful. And also, folks, you can reach these nice people via the California Artisan Cheese Guild website, cacheeseguild.org. Buy the fresh stuff right away, because probably in the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks, they're going to have to move towards more aged cheeses, and some of those fresh delicacies won't be available for a while. But the knowledge and the wisdom and the history and the recipes stay with the families and stay on the land and stay in the creameries. Tamara, thank you so much for all you do, and we wish you nothing but the best. Keep with it.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
I really appreciate it. All right, you take care too. Bye.
And we are back at the table, and I'm Clark Wolf, and I'm here with Anthea Stoltz. She's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. That's cacheeseguild.org. Anthea, I know that you have this new orange button that tells us how to buy some of these wonderful California artisan cheeses directly, and maybe some of them have some other products. I know a lot of farmers and a lot of restaurant people who, if they're doing takeout, they're also adding a piece of cheese, a pound of bacon, some other things from their other collaborative community members who make good food. So folks, look there and see on the websites or when you're talking to the cheesemakers to order something, if they have something, because a lot of them are carrying some other stuff from some other folks to make it a whole easier purchase for you. I understand, Anthea, that you're going to be doing some Instagram live kind of cheese classes.
We are. We are so excited. On Wednesday, the 22nd of April, we're going to have our first Instagram live cheese tasting. That's going to be with Pennyroyal Farm. And it should just be really fun. You know, it's going to be from 5 to 5:30 on the Guild's Instagram. We want to take this opportunity to feature our cheesemakers. And while everybody's, you know, respecting social distancing, we still want them to be able to enjoy and learn and have some beautiful cheese while they're sheltered in place. So it's going to be at least an 8-week series, and we'll be releasing the rest of the lineup next week. But we are very excited to launch with Pennyroyal on Wednesday.
So will we be able to see the whole lineup listed maybe on your website somewhere, or do we just need to show up Wednesdays from 5 to 5:30? And what's, by the way, what do we call the Instagram account? Is it CA Cheese Guild?
Correct.
Oh, all right. You guys are consistent. Well, bless your hearts.
If you follow us on Instagram, we'll make sure it's there, and we'll have it on our website as well, yes.
Okay. So, folks, there's another thing you should remember, and that is that California cheesemakers and good cheesemakers all over America and all over the world really do know a lot about sanitation. These are people we can trust. These are people who understand bacteria and sanitation and care and thought and health. They cannot vary from these methodologies that they've learned so well and keep themselves in business and all of us safe. So if you're going to, you know, if you're going to count on some really good food, and the thing I love about cheese, well, among the many, many things I love about cheese, is it's a perishable cheese with a long shelf life. It can stay someplace cool. It can stay wrapped in the back of the fridge. Sometimes it can stay under a dome on the counter. Not in my house, though, because it gets eaten really very quickly and enjoyed all over everything. I just had some locally made William Caulfield cheddar, McKinley cheddar from Sebastopol on some farm fresh eggs over a ripe avocado. And, you know, what a great simple meal with all the flavors of home. And Thea, one more time, how do we find the California Artisan Cheese Guild and everything you have going on?
Cacheeseguild.org.
Thank you for all that you do. Keep it up. At the table.
Thank you very much.